You're about to listen to a message from Every Nation Church Midrand, the place where people come to be changed and discipled to transform society.
Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to be in church on a warm winter morning. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah. Pastor Ryan and Jessica, thank you for that presentation. We're trusting God for that campus. Amen. You know, years ago we had a major stronghold over that campus, but many things transpired. And COVID and other things as well. COVID added to that. But now we're going back in power and in glory. Hallelujah. We're possessing that campus. Did you hear that? 10,000 students. That's incredible. So I look forward to how we're going to partner with the campus ministry, okay, to reach the student, capture the future now. Amen. Disciple the future now. That's what it's about. Okay. So that by the time they become president, they will not mislead the nation. They will not do all kinds of crazy things that we see happening in some places. They will be well grounded in the word of God. Amen. Discipled. And that's what it's about. Amen. So as a ministry, we have one foot on the campus and one foot in the community. You see, so that's how we do it. So it's going to be a fresh breath that God will breathe over that work. Amen. Amen. Do you believe for that?
Yes.
Yeah, there's going to be a fresh breath.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember the times that we had like over 100 students, almost 200 students that were reaching on that campus. So we're going back. Turn to someone and say, we're coming back.
Amen.
Full force.
Full force.
Amen. Yeah. So there's no part of Midrand that is excluded from the kingdom mandate that we have. Are you following me? Don't know someone say every household.
Every household.
Yeah. So we need to come up with strategies now to reach every household. We need to trust God now. We need to start praying, okay? Each and every one of us has to play a part in this, in reaching this city for God. I remember when God told us to come to Midrand, people were making fun of me. They were making a mockery. Midrand, what is there? Of all places, Midrand. But God spoke. He said, Midrand is the place. God spoke. You know? And we came by faith. And here we are. Through the storms, through the fire, through the waters, through the highs and the lows, we're still standing. Stronger than before. Better than before. Wiser than before. More dangerous than before. Hallelujah. Turn to someone and say, we are more dangerous now than when we started. Yeah. So don't mess with us now. Yeah, the devil is so scared of you. He is shaking in his boots because there's something cooking in this house. There's something cooking in this house, and he knows it very well. Hallelujah. Yes. So we are going to take it out of the four walls. You know. And that's what we do. So I appreciate that presentation. And I know that God has already released something fresh for that campus. We will take it. Already, interestingly, God has already given us so much favor there that when they want to do important things, they will call us. When they run into crisis, they call us. There are so many suicides that have been prevented on that campus just because of us. Do you understand? Yeah. So, make no mistake. It's not just something that is just by the side. No, it's a strategic move. Okay? And it's a kingdom move. I remember during those times when there were different people buying the institution, and there was a group that came up, and they came up with some interesting situation where they wanted to make money by all means, and they wanted to pay for access to students. Can you imagine that? We should pay this for coming to help the students. And then Pastor Ryan came to me and said, oh, look, this is what they're saying. What are we going to do? I said, no, that's not a problem. You know, God has given us wisdom. So, somebody say, God has given us wisdom. Say, we have the spirit of wisdom. Yes. So what I said to him, okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to quantify what we're doing there. Okay? Them is okay, we're going to pay them what they want us to pay them, all right? But now let's quantify the times that we spend with the students, the suicides that have been averted, okay, and all the depression that the students that have been brought out of depression and all of that. Let's quantify all of that, put all of those into hours, and then put a monetary value to those hours. And then now let's tell them that, okay, we're going to be paying you this amount, but this is how much you owe us for what we are doing to the students. Hallelujah. The Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. Yes. So by the time we quantified everything and we put all the hours and all the students and all our volunteers that are there on the campus and all the hours we spend and we put money to that, we put value, monetary value, because some people don't understand eternal things. So we have to come down to their earthly level to help them to understand the value of what we're doing, because what we're doing is not valueless. The fact that we're not asking for money does not mean that it is valueless. Do you understand me? If somebody does not value you, don't allow yourself to be devalued. So by the time we presented that to them, they apologized. They said, no, no, you guys are excluded. The rest can be paid. But as for you, you see, wisdom. I tell you that the wisdom of God is multifaceted, multi-dimensional, and it can be used to deal with any situation. And that's how we resolved that. And we became friends after that. Because now when they see us, they see value. They see how much, you know, they see our worth. Yeah. So that is important. So don't ever underestimate someone who, just because he does not approach you like the world, you think that he's dumb. You think that he doesn't know what he's doing. Don't think like that. Okay? Always value people. Always honor people. No matter what. Even if you think you're not getting anything from them. Just the fact that they are made in God's image is enough. Okay? They are made in God's image, and so because of that, you value them. You value their time. You value their input. You value their contribution. Whatever it is. That way, you honor God. And you honor what God has put in them. Okay? That's free of charge. Free of charge. I'm so generous. I keep giving free things. I don't know why. But you guys are so, you're just bringing it out of me. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. So I want us to talk about wisdom for souls. Okay, but let's look at Ephesians 3:10 first. Let's look at that, and then we'll take it from there. Because if we are going to win this city, there's a kind of wisdom we need. Do you understand me? If we are going to win Midran, there's a kind of wisdom we need. If we're going to win that campus, there's a kind of wisdom we need. All right? It says, to the intent that now that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church, the principalities, and the powers in the heavenly places. My goodness. What a scripture. We've been on this verse for some time now, looking at the different facets, different aspects to God's wisdom. Now, I want to encourage you, okay? I want to encourage you to invest your time, invest your resources, invest your everything to reaching souls, okay? Invest your skills. Use whatever it is you have to reach the lost. Because there is a kind of wisdom that God has given to you that is unique to you that will bring in a kind of harvest that no other person can bring in. Do you understand? Now, if each and every one of us is busy doing that, do you know that there will be no building big enough in Midran to accommodate us? There wouldn't. And we need to reach every household. But how are we going to do that? There's a wisdom that is needed for that. There's a wisdom that is needed for that. And that's what we're going to ask God for this morning. You're going to ask God to help you. You're going to ask God to release this wisdom. There's a kind of wisdom. Hallelujah. Turn to someone and say, there is a kind of wisdom that wins souls. Amen. Look at Proverbs chapter 11. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, what does it say? Proverbs 11, 30. My, oh my. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he who wins souls is wise. Let's read in the Amplified. How does the Amplified put it? It says, the fruit of the consistently righteous
is a tree of life. And he who is wise captures and wins souls for God. He gathers them for eternity. There is a wisdom for winning souls. You capture them. They are captives of the enemy. Satan has locked them in prison. He has locked them in jail. Only, but in their minds, they are in chains. They look beautiful, but they are in chains. They look dignified, but they are in chains. They look powerful, but they are in chains. But there is a wisdom that God wants to release in this end time that will free those captives. So you need to open yourself for that wisdom. You need to say, God, use me. Use me to reach those people. Use me to bring somebody into the fold. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, we were talking some months ago, we were talking about double in 90 days. Now, if you did not see double, maybe there is a wisdom that was lacking. Hello? Yeah, maybe there's a wisdom that's lacking. So it's time to go for that wisdom. I don't know about you. I think there's a wisdom I lack, which I'm asking God to release it to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I need to walk in it. I need to start operating in this wisdom. There is a wisdom that wins souls. And why should we prioritize this? Why should we prioritize this wisdom? This wisdom is superior to any kind of wisdom. Why? Because this wisdom gives you the highest kind of wealth that this world has ever seen. Yeah. So many of us, I mean, you just want that, you know, those millions in your account. And I know they will come with time. Okay, yeah, but you see, first things first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom first. Why? Because when you seek the kingdom, there are things that seek you. When you seek the kingdom, you become a match to certain things. Look at what the Bible says about wisdom in Proverbs chapter 3. Let's read from verse 13. It says, happy is the man. This is talking about wisdom if you read. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. And the man who gains understanding. So, if you found wisdom, the Bible is saying you are a happy person. You should be celebrating that you found it. Because not everybody finds it. Not everybody finds it, I'm telling you. Have you heard the saying, common sense is not common?
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder why common sense is not common. If it's common, why is it not common? Yeah. So wisdom is like that. Even though wisdom has raised her voice and is crying out in the street, people can't hear. They can't hear the voice of wisdom. They can't hear. And because they can't hear, they can't answer the call of wisdom. Yeah.
Look at verse 14. He says, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver.
That's a precious metal. That's a mineral. Hallelujah.
And he says, her gain than fine gold. I mean, do you know that? Look at all this infrastructure in this country. You know what built it? Gold.
Is that not so?
Gold and diamonds build this infrastructure. But he's saying that wisdom is better than that. The wisdom we're talking about is of more value. It's of more value than that. So if ordinary gold can build a city, like Igoli, if ordinary gold can do this, imagine what wisdom can do. Imagine what wisdom can do. Imagine what we can do in Midrand with wisdom. Imagine what we can do on that campus with wisdom. Imagine what we can do in that company with wisdom. Imagine what we can do in that home with wisdom.
Are you getting my point?
Just imagine.
Touch someone and say, just imagine. Just imagine.
There is no boundary. Just imagine. Let your imagination go. Borrow the wings of imagination and fly. And imagine what wisdom can do. Imagine.
Imagination is free. You don't pay for imagination.
It's free. Just imagine. Just imagine what wisdom can do. Just imagine what wisdom can do with your ministry. Just imagine what wisdom can do with your gift. Just imagine what wisdom can do with your calling. Imagine what wisdom can do. Just imagine what wisdom can do with that business.
Oh my goodness.
You know, there are people that have money and have no wisdom.
Yeah. I've come across many of them. The only kind of wisdom they have is how to make money. But that's the limit of their wisdom.
But there's a wisdom that can do even much more. Hallelujah. He says, she is more precious than rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. So there's no earthly desire that can compare with what wisdom can do. So in other words, what he's saying is that this wisdom can meet every need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you say, oh, well, you know, Pastor, if I can just get 10 million rands now, I know all my problems will be solved. I will be sorted for life. Honestly, I'm not asking for much. That is all. The day you get it, you now discover that you still have other needs.
Am I correct?
Yeah, you discover you have other needs. Then now you need peace. Now you need... You need to be able to eat. You need to... Because there are some people that can... They can afford any kind of meal, but they cannot eat. Because they are too sick to eat.
Appetite is gone. Right, you see, when you study wisdom, you find that wisdom gives... It gives you health. It gives you... length of days. It gives you long life, and then it gives you length of days. There's a difference between long life and length of days.
Okay. He said, okay, I'll tell you. If you are good to me, I'll tell you. All right. Hallelujah. Okay, if you want it, just stomp your feet. I want to hear the sound of your feet. I can't hear. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Since I've bribed you, you have bribed me. Since you have bribed me, I'm going to tell you. It's right there in your Bible. In plain sight. Look at verse 16. Let's read verse 16 together. Come on. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Okay? And then, verse 17. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. And 18, she is what? A tree of life to those who take hold of her. And happy are all who retain her. Amen. Now, I want to read verse in another version. Let's see. King James. How does the King James put verse? Verse 6. All right. Length of days is in her right hand. Okay. Yeah. No. There's another verse I want to show you. My goodness. Thank you. Verse 2. Yeah, the same. Sorry. Verse 2. Go to verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Do you see that? Length of days and long life and peace they shall add to thee. How many people know that you say length of days and that means they're different? They're different. Okay? Length of days. So wisdom will give you length of days and also long life. When somebody is wise, the Bible says a prudent man sees evil and he avoids it. So one of the ways that wisdom prolongs your life is that it helps you to foresee danger. It helps you to foresee evil so you can avoid it. So, and it helps you to foresee, stop living like this. Change your lifestyle. So when you obey the voice of it gives you long life. But many times we don't listen to wisdom. We listen to or we listen to peer pressure. Or we listen to whatever the media is saying. Or why we listen to propaganda. Or we listen to other things but wisdom. When you listen to wisdom, wisdom will tell you what to put in your body and what not to put in your body. Wisdom will tell you what to eat and what not to eat. When you listen to wisdom, wisdom will tell you when to go and when not to go. Wisdom will tell you, stop this. You see? So that way, it will give you long life. That way, it will give you long life. But how does it give you length of days? What makes up a day? Hours. Time. Hours. Okay? So what wisdom, how it gives you length of days, it teaches you how to manage your time. You see? So it teaches you where to invest your time. What should I be doing at this time? Should I focus on this or not? So if you follow wisdom's directive, in fact, wisdom is not about time management. It's about life management. So wisdom enables you to manage your life in a way that your life will be more productive. So what used to take you 3 months to achieve, if you follow wisdom, it will give you length of days. And in 3 months, what you normally achieve in 3 months, you can achieve in 3 weeks if you follow wisdom. And you can see that in the life of Jesus, how Jesus, I mean, he spent 30 years before he started his ministry. But when he started his ministry, 3.5 years, he was finished. Hallelujah. Life management. That's right. Life management. He was able to manage his life in a way that he was able to achieve in 3 years what most of us cannot achieve in a lifetime. In fact, in 10 lifetimes. But he did it in 3.5 years. That's wisdom. You see how wisdom works. I'm telling you, this wisdom spirit is beyond what you imagine. That's why I say wisdom is not a teaching. It's not what you read. It's not. No. It's a spirit. The spirit of wisdom. That's what the Bible calls it. Spirit of wisdom. So when you receive that, it enriches your life. That's why her price is more than gold. Do you understand? It gives you what gold cannot give you. There's nothing, there's no treasure on the earth that can replace the wisdom of God. So that's what we're talking about. So imagine when you start using that wisdom for souls. You know that the greatest treasure that this nation has is not under the ground. It's above the ground. It's above the ground. It's the people. Something like that. Yeah, it's the people. See, so when you win a soul, what you've done is that you have enriched your life. You have enriched your life beyond any treasure on the earth. I'm telling you. I need to start seeing it like that. Because in eternity, that's when you will see, your eyes will be open to all these things. And then you say, oh, if only I knew, oh, I would have invested more in souls. Jesus made a statement one time. He says, make for yourself friends with the unrighteous mammon. Make for yourself friends with the unrighteous mammon, that when you get into eternity, they will welcome you. So money is supposed to be used to gain wealth, true wealth. Money is not for pleasure. It's for kingdom. Don't someone say it's for kingdom? It's for kingdom advancement. It's for kingdom purposes. That's what money is for. I'm telling you. Yeah, you will benefit. You will enjoy some things because you are the pipe is flowing through. But make no mistake. It is for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Make for yourself friends. Make for yourself friends. Thank you. Luke 16:9. I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home.
Jesus is deep. I'm telling you, look at this kind of wisdom he's talking.
No wonder people were just like, where does he get this kind of doctrine from? You know, he says, make for yourself friends. Well, so in other words, what he's saying is that use your money to win souls. So when you get to heaven, they're going to welcome you into an everlasting home. Your mansion is directly connected to the souls. The size of your mansion is directly connected to the number of souls you impact.
Amen.
That's the reality. You see? So, this wisdom, we must get it. We must pursue it. We must walk in it. We must manifest it. Hallelujah. Years ago, I heard a man of God talking, and he was talking about he died and he was sent back, given another chance, you know. But while in heaven, he saw a city, and he was looking, wow, it's a beautiful city. And they said to him, no, this city is the city of your father in the Lord. That is his mansion. I said, that's T.L. Osborne's mansion. I said, what? His mansion is a whole city? I said, yeah. You see. Why? Because he invested in souls. Over the years, he invested his life, but as he's investing, as he's going, he's impacting, he's reaching the loss, he's winning the loss, it's adding to his, it's adding rooms to his mansion. It's adding jewels to his mansion. It's adding stars to his crown. It's adding to his reward. And so he was using money, and those outreaches are expensive. They cost lots, millions. Yeah. Those days of Reinhard Bonnke, one of his crusades cost minimum $1 million for one crusade. And he used to have like 12 in a year. And sometimes even more. So every time he's going, $1 million gone. Boom. So the souls that God saved and $1 million spent, can't you see that the value of the soul is far more than the amount of investment? You see? Yeah. Because one soul is more valuable than the whole earth. One soul, I'm telling you. That's why you need to invest in praying for people. Pray for the lost. Pray for people. Get people. Write down their names. People who are lost. Start praying for them. When they get saved, it will be added to your account. It's part of wisdom is learning how to pray for the lost. Part of wisdom is learning how to pray them into the kingdom. That's part of wisdom. Because when you start winning the lost, when you start prioritizing the lost, let me tell you, let me show you something. Look at John chapter 4. Wisdom. John chapter 4. You remember when Jesus went to Samaria? In verse 34 of John chapter 4, Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. And then 35, he says, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, Lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. He says, and he who reaps receives what?
Let's pause there for a moment.
He who reaps receives
wages.
Who is it that receives wages normally? When you go to work, you get paid, right? Yeah, your company, your organization pays you for the hours you put in. Am I correct? So it's called wages. Wages are payments that you deserve. Okay, for doing work. Am I correct? Is it safe to say that? Okay, so you get wages. You don't just walk up to somebody and say, please, can I have some wages? It doesn't work like that. So if you are going to get wages, you need to work. So at the end of the month, you now get wages. According whatever has been agreed upon, that, okay, if you put this number of hours, this is what you are going to get. You see? So, but Jesus is now saying, he who reaps receives wages. I think we need to take this seriously. Because it's time to start reaping the harvest. Because there are some wages we're not getting. Because we're not prioritizing the harvest. Yeah. Your wages should not only come from your company, your organization. There should be wages that God himself will pay you. Not when you get to heaven, now, here, present wages. You see, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life. Hallelujah. So there are double rewards when you prioritize souls. That's what that is telling me. There's a double reward. There is a present day reward, which is wages. But then there is an eternal reward, which is even more. So it's time. I don't know where your double is. Now it's time to wake up and say, the wisdom to locate that double and to manifest that double. Now is the time. Now is the time. You start talking to them. You start praying for them. You start phoning them. You start visiting them. You start paying for coffee. Take them for coffee, pay for them to drink coffee, and you tell them about Jesus. It is an investment. You are investing in the kingdom when you do that. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Don't be myopic. Don't be limited in your thinking. No, no, no. Think about how am I going to, how will I, this wisdom. Okay, how much do I have today? What do I do? This money in my pocket, I need wisdom to increase this money. How can I multiply this money? When you invest it in a soul, you are going to receive wages. That's what Jesus says. He's not lying. Amen. Hey, some people are quiet. Some are excited. Some are like, tell me more. Some are saying, hey, that's too close for comfort. But I'm telling you, if we will take the words of Jesus and begin to apply it, yeah, His wisdom will enrich your life beyond your imagination. Beyond your imagination. Okay, look at it. It says, behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. Verse 35 is where I read. Now back to 36. He who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this is the saying true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. I believe in the law of sowing and reaping. You reap what you sow. But Jesus is giving us a higher law here, where you can reap where you did not sow. But that is linked directly to the kingdom. If you want to start reaping where you did not sow, start prioritizing souls. Start prioritizing souls. Otherwise, you are limited to sowing and reaping. You know? And that is fine. That's Genesis 8:11. But Jesus has upgraded everything. I don't know about you. I want to reap where I did not sow. I want to reap where I did not sow. So I'm going to start prioritizing souls. Write a list of people. Start praying for them. Start sowing your time for their eternity. Start praying for them. Let's start praying for this campus work. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And whatever you can do to support it, please do it. My goodness. Amen. My time is up. He that wins souls is wise. Now when you go back and you read that Proverbs, it now makes sense. Amen. In the light of all of this, that it is wise to prioritize souls. It's really foolish not to. And in fact, in Daniel, it says that those that win souls will shine like stars. Have you seen that scripture before? Yeah. Daniel 12. Those that win souls are going to shine like stars. Those that turn people to righteousness, oh my goodness, they're going to be brighter than the sun. You know, the sun is the closest. In eternity, some people are going to be brighter than the sun. But it's linked to souls. So you can see that this is more than gold. It's more than silver. It's more than diamond. It's more than platinum. It's more than whatever. It is more than that. Souls are valuable to God. And they must be valuable to us. And a soul is a soul. A soul in Santon, a soul in Midrand, a soul in Tembisa, a soul in Alexander. A soul is a soul. There's no soul that is more valuable than the other. A soul is a soul. Let's prioritize souls. Let's start praying. Let's start putting effort. Hallelujah. Sometimes it might not be convenient. But if it is going to lead to somebody's salvation, it's okay for me to be inconvenient. Because it wasn't convenient for Jesus to go to the cross. But he did. He did. So your temporary inconvenience is going to lead to permanent rewards. So don't hold back.
don't hold back. I beg you, don't hold back. Let's begin to wake up that passion for souls. Passion for souls. We want every single one of us to become passionate about souls. You need to start calling people. Start checking on them. Start praying for them. Pray for them over the phone. Check them on Facebook. Talk to them. Anything to get them in. Do it. Do it. Why? They're a priority to the Father. They're a priority to heaven. And they should be a priority to you as well. Get them out of jail. Free them from those chains. Free them from those shackles that the enemy has tied them. Remove the veil of blindness the enemy has used to blind their eyes. Let's begin. I want every one of us to be committed to that. Let's commit to doing that. Starting from here, before we go, we're going to pray. You're going to pray. Pray for people. There are people that you know who don't know him. Pray for them before we leave here. Amen. Let's stand up on our feet and talk to the Lord. My Lord. Come on. That wisdom. Lord, I need that wisdom. Yes, yes. Is there somebody you know? Are there people you know that don't know Jesus? Just pray for them now. Just take a few minutes. Come on. Talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord. I want you to ask the Lord to do something in your heart. Give you a passion. A passion for the lost. A passion for people. May the Lord open your eyes to begin to see their true value. Their true value. Pray. Lord, open the eyes. Open our eyes to see the value. Help us, oh God. Help us. Mighty God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. I want you to ask for this wisdom right now. The Bible says he that lacks wisdom should ask. Ask of God that gives liberally without reproach. Ask for this wisdom. Ask the Lord. Lord, give me this wisdom. This wisdom that can bring multitude. That will bring masses of people. That will turn many to righteousness. Give me that wisdom. Lord, I need it. If you really need it, he'll give it to you. If you ask for it, he'll give it to you. Jesus said, if you are not faithful with the unrighteous mammon, who will give you the true riches? The true riches has to do with souls. Lord, help us. My Lord and my God, I pray that you'll do a work in our hearts. Give us this wisdom. Let this wisdom be released over this house. Let it be released over everyone under the sound of my voice. Release this wisdom right now. Release this wisdom over them. Over us. As a church, let this wisdom flow like water. Hallelujah. Let it flow like a river in this house. Make everyone wise. Hallelujah. Make us wiser. Wiser than our generation. Make us wiser than our experiences. Make us wiser than our training. Make us wiser. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that the spirit of wisdom will come upon your people. My Lord and my God, wisdom to win souls, wisdom for souls, wisdom to turn the hearts of people, the ability to turn the hearts of people to you. Let that wisdom release. My God, I will begin to invest in people. Mighty God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Now, before we go, I just want to pray. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to get born again, or maybe you say, oh, well, I want to make a fresh start. If you raise your hand, I'll pray for you. Anybody that wants to do that, just raise your hand and pray for you. God bless you, my brother. Any other person, just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. All right, all those watching online as well, I want you to also pray this prayer. I want you to give your life to Jesus. Say this after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that he is Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a brand new person. Cause me to love what you love and to hate what you hate. I believe in you. I put my trust in you for salvation. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for this one. So God, I ask in the name of Jesus, your kingdom to come. Oh Father, the reality of the new creation to dawn upon them, come upon them. Thank you, Father. I give you glory. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. I break the power of sin. I break every curse over their lives in the name of Jesus. Let every chain fall off their lives right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. Thank you.
This ministry has come to you live from Every Nation Midrand. For other life-changing messages and more information, log on to www.everynationmidrand.org.